Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We bring them to you today here on the NFL Draft Blast. Today, we're going to be going to Wyoming and be joined with their standout long snapper, but he never actually got the long snap much. He arrived there from Southern Utah, injured his leg, and things didn't actually pan out as they wanted. But none other than Colton Donovan, the standout long snapper. And the reason he's one of the top long snappers in the country, and that means he's available for this upcoming 2018 draft. But that said, Colton, appreciate you stopping by the show. You're rehabbing. You got to dress for the last game of the year. But, how deflating was it that you knew you had one more year left and then things kind of went the way they did?
Hey, Bo. First off, thanks for having me on. Obviously, going into a senior year and having high expectations, you expect a lot of great things. And so being able to go into that first game and only play three quarters was a little disappointing. But also, it's also an opportunity to sit back and learn the game from another side. And so I tried to take advantage of that the best that I could.
Man, nice, great response to that. And for you, obviously every time we have anybody that does long snapping, I'm curious about it because it's a craft, it's a technique, it's an art, if you will, that not many can master, and you've done that. How do you kind of find yourself growing up? I'm sure you played plenty of sports, once you got on the football field, how did you kind of start finding yourself becoming that guy with that role?
It's just something that I've always done. With long snapping, my grandpa, Butch Donovan, he was an All-American long snapper at Western Montana way back in the day. And then my dad played a little bit of pro baseball as well. So sports have always kind of been something in me, and long snapping's kind of been in my blood for the longest time. And so when it comes to that, you just get on the field and it just comes naturally. You have fun, you do the best you can, and you just let the muscle memory and instincts take over.
Nice. Now, in terms of growing up, did you say you wanted to play? Your grandfather doing it, did that put the mindset? When you first start, I guess, the high school level, did you say, hey, I want to be the long snapper? Did you immediately kind of gravitate towards that?
Actually, not really. Growing up, of course, my grandpa and I would goof around with the long snapping, never really took it all serious. And then my freshman year of high school, I was the backup left tackle on my freshman team in a triple option offense, and never really got any playing time, so I just went to the side of the field and started throwing a football between my legs, and it caught on.
Much to the enjoyment, probably, of your grandfather. So, So obviously things start to emerge, and how do you kind of start getting on the college radars, and what other schools were looking at you when you were kind of making that leap from, high school to the college?
That was quite the fun process. Starting draft my freshman year, I had schools contact me, and it really became a reality at that time that, hey, maybe I can play college ball. Yeah, my freshman year.
Wow.
One of the first schools that ever contacted me was Southern Utah University, and they were about an hour down the road from me. And so, obviously, went to a lot of their games, went to some of their practices. And then I started realizing, hey, there's long snapping camps that are held by these college universities and also, independent, camp holders. And so, so the Chris Rubios and, the Jamie Coles, I did the Jamie Cole ones. So I started going to those, and I ran into who is now my long snapping coach, Ben Bernard, out of Phoenix, Arizona. And so I started working with him. And that's all he does. He trains high school long snappers, college guys, NFL. So I work out with Nick Sundberg of the Redskins, John Weeks of the Houston Texans, So just like a bunch of NFL guys. And so I got to see the best of the best and train with them. And it was like, wow, you know, this is amazing. You know, as a high school kid, he really enjoyed that.
Nice.
But it was a great experience. And just throughout the next few years of high school, started making all these different visits, went to Notre Dame, went to Alabama, University of Utah, and picked up quite a few offers, and which for a long snapper is hard to do. Most long snappers only pick up one or two.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, yeah.
And I had, I had close to 9 offers. And so I was very fortunate that I was able to have so many opportunities. And at the end of the high school days, I decided to go with my smallest offer with Southern Utah University because I trusted Ed Lamb. And they were also the only school that would allow me to go on a mission. So
okay,
I went there, and, he didn't make it easy for me. There was a senior already there, started the past 3 seasons, and I was fortunate enough to beat him out for the starting job as a true freshman. So
wow.
I'm just grateful for the opportunity that Ed Lamb gave me and for the ability to grow.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Wyoming long snapper, Southern Utah long snapper, Colton Donovan here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft and find out what this young man brings to the table and why he could be snapping for your favorite NFL team and not to the RFOF future. And with that said, you can always catch these interviews at collegeofpro.com. You can check them out at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in Colton Donovan, and that name will pop up. Let's kind of bring in to focus why teams, why you are one of the more coveted guys at the position. I mean, you know, if scouts are going to start breaking down what you do, I mean, what do you think those home run qualities are that are kind of putting you on this map?
I think the big one is my size. So I'm about 6'4", 250 pounds. So I'm a pretty good-sized guy. And that's something you don't really see a whole ton with college guys anymore, especially long snappers. A lot of them are about 6 foot, 6'1", maybe 210, 220.
Right.
And so my size is definitely unusual. I'm pretty big for a long snapper. And they call for a lot of blocking things. And one thing that I did really well at Wyoming was blocking. So I was able to add a little part of the game to them that they've never had before. So I'm hoping that my size will be a good thing, as well as my accuracy with my snaps.
Nice. And that technique, I mean, the accuracy, you know, it's so precise, and your speed, you know, from the snap, you know, to where it's going to get to the, I mean, where do you kind of rank, and what's your speed on those? What is it like, what, 0.07 or 0.6 of a second or something like that?
Yeah, right now I'm averaging probably about a 0.69, 0.7.
There you go. Yeah. See, I kind of know what I'm talking about, right?
Hey, you're doing great.
No, it is. It's like I said, I love getting you guys on. So it's just because it is. It's an art, and I always think back. I think it was a Monday night game where the Raiders lost their long snapper, and it's just their whole special teams. Mm-hmm. It could have been 4th and 44, and they were just like going for it. They had no other option because they were completely, you know, they were so derailed, and it just shows you the value. It's just something you take for granted, and you know, it's just. For you, I mean, kind of where are you? Because I know we do pass this off to the scouts and the coaches that we know, because they do like to, you know, if they're interested in a guy and they want to give it a listen, they do. But where are you in terms of, you know, recovery, rehab, and how far along are you until you think you're kind of 100%?
You know, right now I'm feeling great. I'm ahead of schedule than where I should be by about a month, which is hard to – you know, do, especially with an ACL tear. But right now I'm just back to straight training. I'm squatting close to 200 pounds, a little bit more than that. The only thing I really can't do is just cutting from side to side yet, and I'm hoping I'll get that here in about a month or two. So really, it's not affecting me at all. In terms of long snapping as well, the last snapping workout that I had yesterday, my worst snap was at the right shoulder. Everything else was on the hip. So a lot of people can look at my knee and say, hey, it's going to affect them and hinder them. And I see it as an opportunity to keep grinding and keep getting better. So it's just constant motivation, and I love the grind.
Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff. Once again, Colton Donovan, long snapper here on the C2P. For you, I mean, kind of how do you plan on, I mean, are you going off to a certain facility? I mean, are you going to continue to trade with Ben Bernard? I mean, how do you kind of plan on, you know, being ready for pro days, workouts, all those kind of things that come with being a prospect?
Yeah, so right now I'm just trying to figure out my training side right now. So there's two different facilities where I'm located that I'm trying to decide which one I'm going to go to, because they're both really good, great trainers there. And then, of course, I'd like to keep working with Ben Bernard and, you know, improve my snapping. So, you know, in order to be the best, you got to be with the best, and you got to keep grinding all the time.
Nice. So what's it like when you arrive down there at these facilities and, you know, you mentioned the guys on the NFL side and, you know, you're working alongside those guys. You know, we have a lot of guys that come on the show and, you know, it's kind of a good wake-up call. It's a good, you know, barometer to kind of set, you know, where you're at. I mean, how, you know, did you have any jitters at first going, oh, man, this guy's a pro snapper? And then once you start doing what he does, you kind of start to, you know, compare. You know, you're not saying I'm better than, but just in terms of gauging yourself where you're at, I mean, how good did you feel walking away knowing that these guys are, you know, getting paid top dollar at the, you know, the best league in the world, the NFL, and you're kind of doing what they're doing, and you're doing it right next to them?
You know, I don't see it much as intimidating or anything of the sort, because when you're with them, you know, you're just trying to make each other better.
Nice.
In terms of, you know, snapping ability, I feel like I'm right there with them. I feel like you can put us on a field with a punter and our snaps will be almost the exact same. But, you know, it's really just a learning experience is best way I can put it, because, you know, I've been with these guys for almost 10 years now. And,
wow,
you know, it's been quite the blessing to be with these NFL guys and learn from them and even be able to, you know, block them sometimes. Like, sometimes you get humbled and you get flat on your back and then you do the same to them. You know, so it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun in that group, but it's very serious, and we do everything we can to make each other better.
Awesome. Colton, let me ask you this one. Does anything go unnoticed that these scouts need to know about you? I mean, you come across as a fantastic kid, so I know there's not going to be any red flags in terms of character issues, but, I mean, what are some of the things that these guys should know about you? I mean, you know what I mean? Because they're just going to see tape. They're going to listen to the interview, but, I mean, what are some of the things that they're not going to see on tape where, you know, they're going to listen or, you know, once they get to know you, they're going to say, man, we really like this kid. You know, off-the-field stuff, on-the-field stuff, just what don't they know that they should?
I think the biggest thing that, you know, with any prospect is the size of their heart when it comes to the game, how much they care about it, how much they want to work. I feel like I've got the biggest heart out of anyone who's ever touched the NFL or college field. I feel like if you bring me in, you're going to get nothing but hard work and passion. That's something that I've always loved about football. You know, if you're going to play something or do something, you need to have a love for it, because if you don't have a love for it, you're not going to get better at it. So I have a strong heart for the game. I want to learn. I always want to get better. I just feel like, you know, I can bring a passion to the game.
Nice. Very nice. Once again, Colton Donovan, long snapper, started his college career at Southern Utah, ended his career at Wyoming, and now he's beginning his next journey towards the NFL, and you can catch more of him again at the collegepro.com Players Platform Show. You can check it out at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio as well. Colton, before we let you go, though, we always like to have some off-the-wall questions for you. Ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's do it.
Okay, now, I'm not sure if Coach Warren was still at Southern Utah when you were there, and then obviously you have Coach Bowles at Wyoming, but either one of those guys, mm-hmm. Does anybody do a great impersonation of them? And if so, would they do it in front of them?
Oh, gosh. Like teammates?
Yeah, teammates.
Or,
yeah, definitely their teammates.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Man, Logan Baker, linebacker at Southern Utah. You know, he always did some pretty great impersonations of them. Also, Jerem Healy, a former running back for Southern Utah, did some funny stuff as well. And then with Wyoming, oh, gosh. I'd say Cooper Roth, the kicker there. He did some pretty funny ones at Coach Bowl.
Excellent stuff. And then the final one before we let you go today. Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. If you could have any theme, any idea spray painted on there, what would you kind of want to, you know, I don't know, represent, or what kind of idea would you want on there? I mean, some guys like scripture, some guys like superheroes. I mean, what would you want?
I've always kind of enjoyed the scripture ones, but what I would probably do is something with pediatrics. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for kids, especially those in a pediatric hospital. So I'd probably do something of that sort.
Yeah, terrific stuff, man. Excellent stuff. Well, hey, man, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Can't wait to see you kind of back to 100% and ready to tear this thing up and kind of move forward. I'm sure you're excited. I'm sure you're anxious as well. But, again, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Colton Donovan, the standout long snapper from both Southern Utah, then transferred to Wyoming for his final year of collegiate football. You know, and he mentioned it on the show as well, 6'4", 250. I mean, we usually get about 5 or 6 long snappers a year leading up to the draft to come on the show, and I don't recall a guy that big. I'm going to have to go back and look, but I don't recall, because when he said size, you know, I was expecting, like you said, I mean, usually these guys come on, they're about 6'2", 230, 225, sometimes even 219, you know, but I mean, he definitely has that size, and I mean, I think that could be used in other capacities, because when you're, you know, when you're trimming things down to 53 guys on game day, if you can have a guy that's roaming around that's 6'4", 250 with some athleticism, that's a good thing to have in your back pocket. If you want more of Colton Donovan, long snapper, you folks know the drill. Once again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio at collegeyourpro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.